So I'm tired of standing already. On repentance. This is the doctrine of repentance. We covered in part one, there's going to be 10 overall aspects of repentance. We got through number one, which what does it mean to truly repent? We covered the Greek word metanoeo, which means to exercise the mind, to perceive again, to change for the better. It must be of mind, but the actions are also important. Everything starts with the mind. The mind controls the body. So if the mind is whole, the body will be whole as well. If the mind is controlling the body towards righteousness, the body will follow. So we will do good works with that. We covered through what truly is repentings of the sin. We were into the second aspect of repentance, the full surrender and willing obedience to God. We stopped right there. And where I'd like to pick up, and we'll conclude with number two today. if you go to 1 Peter chapter 4, this concept of repentance, this requirement of repentance, so many people don't understand, and they feel it's just an emotional, give your heart to the Lord experience, and then you're all done. And it is much more than that. Repentance is a mindset. Repentance is a lifestyle that we enter into prior to baptism, because one of the requirements of baptism is repentance. Have you repented of your past sins? That's the question everyone is asked before you're literally baptized. And that begins your salvation. But before salvation can be given to you and the down payment of that salvation, there needs to be repentance. And ministry have been given, I believe, from God, discernment, because we have to determine whether or not an individual truly has repented. In some cases, we don't know. I mean, that's between you and God. But there are clearly people who have addictions and people who have lifestyles that are going totally contrary to Scripture. If they want to come under the new covenant, that lifestyle has to stop. You cannot be baptized while living in a sin lifestyle, whether that's cohabitating with somebody, whether that's involved in an alternate lifestyle. If you're overcome by alcohol or any other abuse of substance, that has to stop. You do not get baptized to get the power to stop these things. You ask God and repent before His throne to give you the strength to stop these things. And it is the full surrender to God that is the true key to repentance. 1 Peter chapter 4, beginning in verse 1. It says, therefore, since Christ suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves also with the same mind, for he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh for the lust of men, but for the will of God. For we have spent enough of our past lifetime in doing the will of the Gentiles, when we walked in lewdness, lust, drunkenness, revelries, drinking parties, and abominable idolatries. In regard to these, they think it strange that you do not run with them in the same flood of dissipation, speaking evil of you. They will give an account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. So it is incumbent for us to change the lifestyle. If we come under the grace of God, it's extended to us, that grace and the forgiveness of sin alters who we are. It should. We should get to the mental capacity to saying, enough is enough of my former lifestyle. I am going to change. And God has offered himself, and all the power of the universe is there to help us change if that is our desire. God never rejects those whom he's calling, and if they truly wish to change, to give up and change for the better, God never says, I don't think I'm going to help you today. You know, he is always there, because Satan is the ultimate adversary we all face, and He and his methods are what we have to overcome and become of the world. So Jesus, even at the end of his lifestyle, we covered this in Matthew 26, verse 39. We're not going to turn there. I'm just quoting this here. It says, he went a little further and fell on his face, and he pleaded with God, is there a plan B? Is there any other way for your will to be done that we can accomplish this plan for mankind other than me having to die and go through what he knew he was going to go through, the scourging and the crucifixion? And Christ ended that, yet not my will be done, but your will be done. And that's where we need to be in our life in all instances. Not my will, but your will, Father, be done in my life. And that's when we have committed ourselves, surrendered ourselves 100% to God in asking him to take control. Psalm 119. Verse 5. We'll catch a couple of verses here in Psalm 119. Verse 5 says, oh, that my ways were directed to keep your statutes. And he goes on to say that, verse 10, with my whole heart have I sought you. Oh, let me not wander from your commandments. And this is David speaking, who sinned very greatly, but yet with his whole heart. He followed God, and with his whole heart, he repented to God and asked God to change him. And when that change happened, he said he would preach the good news and sing to those in the congregation of the Lord. David was a man after God's own heart because David did repent with his whole heart. He changed when God brought it to his attention. David acknowledged his sin, and he changed. And he didn't commit another sin of adultery. He never committed another sin of murder. He didn't lust. The only other sin that was accounted to David that God held him accountable to, the first one was the double sin with Uriah and his wife. And the last one was the numbering of Israel. He sent Joab out to number Israel. And if you read the context, it says Satan stirred up David, or provoked David, to number Israel, which was a sin. It caused over 20,000 Israelites to die. And David pleaded with God when he saw the angel destroying, take my life. Why are you killing the innocent sheep? It was my sin. You know, kill me. Save your people. And David repented of that sin. David repented and God accepted it, and David was restored. Those were the two great sins that God held to the whole man for 40 years of reigning in Israel as king, his whole life. Now, did he make other mistakes? Sure he did. But those are the sins God had recorded for us. So, with his whole heart, David sought God. And that is the key to repentance, is seeking God with our whole heart. Psalm 86, verses 11 through 13. Verse 11, teach me your way, O Lord, and I will walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name. I will praise you, O Lord my God, with my whole heart, and I will glorify your name forever. For great is your mercy toward me, and you have delivered my soul from the depths of Sheol, or the grave. Everything David did was with his whole heart. And brethren, I think as individuals, I'm speaking for my own self, examining myself, we probably have not approached God with our whole heart. We've not pleaded to change who we are with our whole heart. And as we as individuals change, as we ask God to cleanse us from our sins and cleanse the church from its sins, we begin as a mission of one for ourselves. And when it expands and the church itself is pleasing to God when we are seeking God with our whole heart as collective unit, as the church, there will be great things done. There will be great things done. So it is incumbent upon all of us. In Psalm 143, while we're right here, Psalm 143, verse 8. Psalm 143, verse 8, here again, the Psalm of David. Cause me to hear your loving kindness in the morning, for in you do I trust. Cause me to know the way in which I should walk, for I lift up my soul to you. Always acknowledging God and seeking God's way for his life. And the way of God was the law of God. Isaiah chapter 1. Isaiah chapter 1. Verse 19. Verse 18 breaks into the context here, and this is God speaking to Israel through Isaiah the prophet. He says, come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet blood red, though they be, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you are willing and obedient, verse 19, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured by the sword. In context, God is holding out forgiveness of sin, having the sins that we commit washed white as snow. If we will repent, if we will seek him with a humble mind and a humble attitude. Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2. And verse 8. Verse 8, Paul tells the Philippians, and being found in the appearance of a man, speaking of Christ, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Christ humbled himself, even though he was the Son, even though he was the Word. He humbled himself before the Father and suffered the death at the cross. And finally, in Psalm verse 42, final scripture, Psalm verse 42, verse 1. As a deer pants for the water of the brooks, so pants my soul for you, O God. Well, that's one of the songs we have, As a Deer. It was in the old one. It's not in the new one, but it was in the old one. Well, brethren, you know, we do need, as the Scripture has given us evidence, and you can read the Psalms, which are a great collection of chapters and is divided into books. But it is the praises of more than David. David is the primary psalmist. He's called the sweet psalmist of Israel. But there are other men who contributed to the book of Psalms. And in here is prophecy. In here is the pleadings for God to justice. And in here are the thoughts and hearts of David in times of great rejoicing, in times of great sorrow, where he's pleading with God, forgive me my sins, in Psalm 51. Take not your Holy Spirit from me. Cleanse me from my sin. And talking about panting and going after God like a deer does after a source of water. And leading him by the right way, by God's way. And he'll follow it with my whole heart. I desire to please you, David said of God. And brethren, that needs to be our heart. The second aspect of repentance is giving ourselves wholly up to God. And without that, nothing else is going to work. If it's not your whole being seeking God for repentance, it will not be repentance at last. It will be an emotional. You may overcome for a short time, but if you've not committed yourself to God, you will slip back into what you thought you had come out of. It needs to be with your whole heart.